Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. This is part three of our six-part series on critical home buying steps.
I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. Let's talk a little bit about buying a home. It's tough to be a buyer in this marketplace, but with a plan, you can get where you want to go. I would encourage you to understand why you're purchasing the home. Is it merely a nest or is it also an investment? And take a look at that. Check your credit score. Make sure that you've got the credit score dialed in to optimize your opportunity in lending. Also look at a housing budget. Look at the whole picture, what you're going to have to pay every month. There's very few people that understand what they have to pay, what the net is in regards to the house. We're going to look at utility bills as well. Make sure you have the whole picture. Next, save for a down payment. Down payment, I would say, plus expenses along the way. There will be expenses along the way. So even those low down payment programs have expenses where you've got inspections to pay, possibly some minor repairs to do after close of escrow. So watch for that. Shopping for a lender is important, and that should be early on. You may even want to shop for a lender and have them be the one to pull your credit score and look at your housing budget with you. They have a very good understanding of the cash to close and have an understanding also, if they're a good lender, of the latitude in the marketplace where you can get some reprieve or opportunities. Next, you want to hire an agent or a realtor. You may even do that sooner as well. You're looking at why you want to buy a home. You'll have a conversation with that realtor. Make sure they understand your goals, they understand your abilities and your wish list in regards to the home itself. But the agent will be the one that navigates the process. Navigating the process is huge because once you've got from the beginning to the end, you own the home. And right now, there's a lot of fallout between the beginning and the end. That is, after it goes pending sale, there's concerns with repairs or due diligence in the process. Understanding what you purchase is a big deal. So you want to see multiple homes. Now, we didn't used to have to say see multiple homes. We'd go show people about 14 to 21 homes until they bought the house. But nowadays, you go online and you eliminate homes, possibly too many homes, when you're in the process right out of your home before going to another to view it. That is to say, on the internet, you may eliminate too much. You may say three bedrooms only, 1,200 square feet only, and find out that 1,100 square foot two-bedroom was a perfect match because it had a den on the side that didn't have a door, so they couldn't call it a bedroom. So you've got to take a look very carefully at your parameters. Real estate agent can help you do that and get you into a few homes to see what they feel like. It's a very good conversation with your buying partner to be inside a home and really find out what people like and don't like. And then you've got to have the courage to make an offer and make an offer early and with confidence. Having done your homework, you should be successful in making an offer with confidence.
I'm Marcia Edwards. You'll find me at realestatesmart.org.